direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2020. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
CSUN 2020, a little quieter here in Anaheim, but I was able to locate Daniel Gertz, who is the CEO for North America Note-Taking Express. I wish I had this in college. An interesting way to have notes taken for you. Welcome to the podcast, Daniel.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here?
Okay. So we are a note-taking platform and service. So students can record their lecture on our web platform or smartphone app. They can type some of their own notes. They can do bookmarks, upload their PowerPoints, keywords, color coding. But then on top of that, if they need to send the audio recording to a human note taker to listen to it, they can do that and get quality summary notes back. So not a transcription, that's available as well, but we really focus on note taking, which is the main points that helps them summarize, quickly look over that lecture again to review the audio and those notes and get back to going to the party or whatever they're doing.
There you go. Let's unwrap that a little bit. So you mentioned a couple of different things. When you're in a lecture hall, there are a few different things going on. There probably is a PowerPoint. The audio, of course, is important. The professor might be pointing at things. How do you collate all of that information? Do people just send you the audio, or do they actually send you the audio with the PowerPoints and pictures and other things as well?
Yes. So what's really interesting, is that before when we started, it was just the audio. So we used to say our note-takers were blind in that way because they would only get the audio, so they had to take the notes from that. So certain lectures, that became difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And so in our platform, we allowed for students to upload pictures and photos of the board. They can also record in video as well of the board, which is really good for computer science programs. But yes, so the note taker will take that, either the video and the PowerPoints, and then put that into a textual form.
You mentioned computer science. Do you have some specialized people, say, for if it was code? We have someone who would understand specifically how to write that up correctly?
Yes, very good point. So, yes, we have people in all the law, nursing, and so we hire people based on that, their field of study, and they only take notes for their field of study.
Okay. I'm really interested in this. There's several different ways that this could be useful as far as taking notes for people with a variety of disabilities. Of course, we focus on blindness and low vision with our podcast. How do we find a balance between a service that is helping out a college student who is busy, has a lot of things going on and taking notes, but not supplanting the need for someone to learn that skill of taking notes independently? Or are you in the business of providing a service and hopefully they learn that elsewhere?
Totally. Well, actually, we are very interested in that. So we work with the National Research Council of Canada, and we're actually looking at that study. And so we're going to test that, but a theory. So we're going to give notes to all students. So we're going to give a copy of our professional notes, not just to the student with a disability in that class, but to all of them throughout a semester. And we're going to see if it's true that students maybe don't take their own notes. Is the notes professional notes, is that a model for what notes should look like? What's important? A lot of people think, I need a full transcript. I need to write as much as possible. Some people maybe don't write enough detail for notes. So having one set that's professional to review, really looking at what difference that actually makes.
Right. Can you tailor notes? Could I put in a request and say, hey, these are the types of things that I know is going to be on my next exam. Can you make sure these particular points are highlighted?
Totally. So as you're recording, you can type any comments you want to your note taker. And you can even bookmark, use the bookmarks. That indicates to your note taker what you think is important in your lecture. And so they'll include some of that. And they'll also include what they think as a professional note taker that you should know.
Do you attempt to standardize with specific recording software for someone, say, on a computer or a smartphone? Do you have a preferred way that people will record for the most optimal results?
Yes. So what we do is we have smartphone apps for Apple and Android, and then our web app works best on Google Chrome and Safari. But then we are also working on a device that would actually do this for them in the lecture automatically, but that's in development right now. And that has a very good quality mic for that type of room.
we were talking before the podcast about how this can extend beyond college for someone who's just a busy professional.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps, you know, there's lots of remote sessions coming up from CSUN that might have a lot of interesting information, but, you know, you might not have time to listen to all of them.
Yes.
You might be able to provide even a service to help that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Looking at the different models, now that we feel like we've got the quality of note-taking to where we want it with our note-takers and a really good course. And then, even looking at offering what we've learned through this process the last 6 years as a course to people to take better notes.
Well, and mentioning that research study, note-taking is not a service just for people with disabilities.
Exactly.
Ultimately, you can conquer the market and try to really mainstream the value of professional notes, right?
Totally. Yeah, exactly. Super important for busy lives.
Sure. Let's talk about pricing for a second. Tell me the different ways that the service can be paid for.
Okay, so we are pay per use technology, so we don't only you only pay for what you use for what you use. Sorry. So our lowest rate is $7 per audio hour for 72-hour turnaround time.
Wow.
And then our highest is $11 for a 24-hour turnaround time.
That seems really low considering the cost of transcription, and you're able to still pay people to process that.
Yes, exactly. So our model is we use a mixture of technology, but still using humans to create the notes, but just speeds up their capabilities of doing
sure.
that. Yeah.
So essentially you're running the audio probably through some sort of automated recognition engine
yeah.
of some sort, and then going back and clarifying and expanding on it and doing the proper markup and formatting and highlighting, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, because we believe if the pricing isn't as low as possible, and then is it truly an accessible product, the pricing needs to be accessible as well as the product itself.
When it comes to universities specifically, you were mentioning before we went on the air that some provide this as an accommodation. Do you feel that's something, how much of your business is that? And
right now, a lot of our business is that, but we're working with the grant that we have to build a model where all students in each lecture get our service. And it's more of a universal design of accommodation versus students requesting this type of service. Because really it benefits sure. a lot of people. Yeah.
Do you think there's any worry as far as if notes get created for a class, then no one's going to show up? Or maybe the professor would have to make it. You have to
yes.
you have to register or
give
a code.
Before you get them. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And so, exactly. So as we're developing and working through with the Research Council this product, we work closely with our pilot schools. So we've selected two colleges and two universities with very high needs in a lot of them. And that's what we're looking at is will people go to less lectures?
Yes.
What do we write? So what are we going to do? But we're doing it with our clients to build the right solution, not assuming that we know the answers yet, but seeing what actually happens through research and then building a solution that makes everyone happy. Or tries to.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting service, especially combined with a lot of the other visual interpreters and other ways to gain information. It sounds like yet another tool that people can utilize. So thank you so much for sharing it. And how can people learn more?
You can visit our website, which is notetakingexpress.com. Our phone number and our contact details are on there. So that's probably the best place to reach us.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2020.